On the show today, we have CUNA Strategic Services' very own Barb Lohman talking about how the organization, or ways the organization, is helping credit unions save money through their alliance program. So really cool stuff here. Check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Barb Lohman, president of CUNA Strategic Services. Barb, how are you doing these days?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Mike.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. We were talking about before the recording about, hey, let's get some exposure for CSS or CUNA Strategic Services, better known as CSS. And we're talking about, you know, the ways the organization is helping credit unions save money through alliance programs, things like that stuff. But let's lay the foundation here, Barb. Can you give us a quick overview on CUNA's Strategic Services, or CSS, as we like to call it?
Sure. CUNA Strategic Services is an affiliate of CUNA, and basically the elevator pitch that we kind of landed on was we're the facilitator of collaboration and innovation across the CUNA LSC, or League Service Corporation, landscape. So we are working through the League Service Corporations to bring innovative solutions to credit unions. Our ownership is about 99% CUNA and the leagues themselves.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then both WOCU and CUNA Mutual Group have a minority ownership stake in CSS as well.
Okay.
We engage and go to market with three major stakeholders, to credit unions directly with products and services, through the League Service Corporations, taking those alliance provider, those solutions to credit unions through the leagues. And then we collaborate with the alliance partners that we sign relationships with to help them deliver their solutions.
You sound like a matchmaker.
Exactly. That's kind of what we are,
like,
right? That's kind of what we are.
which is great for the industry. So, I mean, so what are the goals here? What do you guys want? What's the goal here? Is it to match credit unions with, you know, opportune or appropriate organizations to help them?
Yeah. You know, the true end goal is to deliver innovative products and solutions. First, to find the innovative products and solutions that credit unions need and deliver them to help credit unions, one, improve their member engagement and streamline the way that they're able to service their members. And then the other side of that is also to drive efficiencies in operating expenses and operating models. So, really, we're focused around finding the right solutions to help credit unions remain relevant and thrive.
Yes.
It's that simple.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we used to go to conferences, that was like one of the big things, at least that's what I would hear. It's like, gosh, we need to find ways to be relevant. And this sounds like one of those ways, right?
Yep.
Indeed.
For sure.
So again, that kind of segues my next question is like the importance of these alliance programs. I mean, especially during a pandemic, have you seen, how has that impacted things?
Well, it's interesting because we have a portfolio that we manage that is in existence today, but we try really hard to engage with the leagues to identify gaps and to identify immediate needs of credit unions and opportunities. The pandemic was a great example. We had some of our alliance partnerships that stepped up and we deliver, you know, there are solutions that we deliver like video banking and texting solutions. Those came to the forefront throughout the pandemic as credit unions needed to reinvent the way that they engage with their members. When the lobbies were closed, they still had to service their members.
Right.
So some of our providers actually stepped up to the plate and offered some deeply discounted pricing and shortened their speed to implementation time so that they could bring credit unions live more quickly. And they filled that gap. They stepped in and they were able to deliver those important solutions so credit unions could continue to maintain those service levels throughout this truly unprecedented time that we're living in, right? Mm-hmm. We're also looking at how we can improve member identification strategies and tools. Now that folks are coming into the branch with a mask on, you know, I don't know about you, Mike, but I don't recognize friends that I've known for years if they're, you know, maybe wearing a baseball cap or their hair differently and have a mask on.
Yeah.
Identification of people that you know is a struggle, much less members coming into the lobby. So you know, we're looking at opportunities like that. We're also looking at how we can help credit unions drive loan growth and improve their loan to share ratio. Again, deposits are accumulating so quickly as consumers hadn't been out there spending money for months as we were in quarantine. So really what it's about is partnering with the leagues to identify the immediate needs that credit unions have, where are those gaps in their servicing abilities or engagement abilities. And like you said, be the matchmaker, find the right solution, bring that to the table. You know, one of the biggest values that I think we bring to the table for the industry is the ability to, once we find these opportunities, to negotiate those agreements on behalf of the nation's credit unions. When it's a league that's negotiating, they're negotiating pricing and the structure of the agreement on behalf of the credit unions that are domiciled in their state. So whether that's 50 credit unions all the way up to, you know, maybe 500 credit unions in the largest leagues in the country, they're still representing that segment of the market.
Right.
When we successfully negotiate these agreements on behalf of almost, you know, the 5,000 or so nationwide credit unions, we're able to secure better pricing. We're able to maybe build in some considerations in the contract based on the economies of scale that maybe couldn't have existed on the local level.
So how does a credit union get a hold of you guys short of emailing you or calling you personally and say, hey, we want to work with you guys? So what's the process like to work with you guys?
Yeah, the best way is to go to www.cunastrategicservices.com. And I will caveat that we are in the process of overhauling our website. So what you see today will be improved and expanded upon over the next couple of months. But if you go to www.cunastrategicservices.com, you'll see the providers that we partner with. And there's a contact next to each of those for the CUNA Strategic Services Alliance Manager who manages those relationships. And then they can reach out to them and they will engage through their local league or through the appropriate channels to really start to dig into the value propositions and the opportunities for all the solutions that we provide.
Yeah, and the benefit here, just based on what you said here, it sounds like it's a huge time saver for credit unions because the research that one would have to go through to find out to work with somebody is
absolutely
probably off the charts. So, but you guys kind of really kind of consolidate that process quite.
You know, we want to spark innovation, Mike. We want to look for these new and innovative solutions that can really help our credit unions across the board.
Right, right. And there's so many of them out there now. So it's great to have somebody out, you like a resource like you guys, like, okay, we got them all right here for you. Can choose this.
Yeah,
and
we'll be that matchmaker, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we work with the leagues to identify what solutions are needed. We go vet those solutions along with the leagues. The leagues sit in on focus groups and things like that. We leverage the economies of scale to negotiate those agreements with the best pricing that we can secure. And then we act as the conduit between the provider and the leagues and the credit union to help facilitate that sales process. So making sure that the credit union is getting the right solution for them and that we're filling that gap. I love the way you put it. That really is who we are. That's what we're all about. And being
great
able
market.
To match, the, exactly, being able to match the right solution to the right credit union to drive the desired strategic outcome.
Yeah, there's a lot of credit unions out there who don't have the resources to do that type of research. So you guys could step right in and help out there quite easily as you probably already are. So what am I talking about?
Yeah.
So, well, anything else here to wrap up here, Bob? Because I mean, I think this is a tremendous service for credit unions out there for sure.
Yeah. The only other thing I want to mention is that we've got our Venture Tech event coming up in November. Ooh. It's actually November the 9th. The 9th and 10th. This is the first year that it's going to be virtual though. So you probably don't know this, but we were one of the original three groups that launched Venture Tech in 2018. It's a Shark Tank-like event where capital seeking fintech. So it's all about fintechs finding a home in the credit union space. So fintechs, startups that are really interested in penetrating the credit union space from across the country can showcase their company and their solutions to investment capital across the credit union industry.
Nice.
Viridian Credit Union, CSS, and Open Technology Solutions created the collaborative event in 2018. Like I said, 2020 is an interesting year, Mike. This will be our first year to go virtual, and our attendance is up significantly. I think it's easier. You know, the event typically would occur in the Dallas area, and folks would have to fly in. We're also speaking to that collaboration. We're also working with the leagues to work through a plan as to how we can maybe take the best of the best of venture tech regionally to the leagues so more credit unions have the opportunity to see new, exciting, innovative fintech solutions that are coming to market. And, you know, if they have an appetite to invest in those, there could be investment opportunities or simply strategic alignment with their path forward. So just wanted to drop a line and mention venture tech before we wrap out, because that's such an important event in the credit union space. And we want to continue to grow that and make it even more impactful.
Yeah, we'll put that definitely in the show notes so people can get to it and attend and check it out. And if there's a company that they're interested in, you know, vetting a little bit further or even investing in. So yeah, very cool stuff.
Perfect.
All right, Barb. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate.
A little bit. It was great to see you. I know we've done a couple of these interviews in the past and they've always been face-to-face. So it's a little different to have the screen in front of us, but it is good to see your face.
Good to see you as well. Yeah. I can't wait to do this in person again one of these days. Hopefully sooner
rather than later. I agree.
All right, Barb. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Congrats on the success already. And look forward to more here in the future for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And